you have the OTA, excuse me, mini camp go for you? Did you get the work you all were expecting?
Well, we got to work outside, which was a positive for us. You know, the rain ran us in yesterday, but I thought it was much more productive. It should be, having it be the second, you know, our second day. We worked on some situations, specific situations. We're finishing up our install, and I thought the guys had a spirited practice.
Looked pretty up-tempo for a minicamp workout. Was that accurate?
Yeah, the guys were moving around very well. You know, and again, I think everybody's ready to finish up. We've had a long 9 weeks of our off-season. And I think everybody's looking forward to finishing up tomorrow. Our veterans will finish tomorrow. Their obligations will be done tomorrow, and then our rookies will be here through next week, and they'll leave to go to the rookie symposium. So we'll keep them here a little bit longer.
Coach, what's one piece of advice you try to get all the rookies?
One piece of advice that I try to give all the rookies: to be accountable first to themselves, then to their family, and then to our team. And I also tell them that if you have to think about, should I be doing this, you probably shouldn't be doing it. And then try to get some rest between this non-game playing season and the start of the game playing season.
You go out and sign guys like OC and Steven Jackson. What kind of message does that send to some of the rookies about where this team is?
Well, I think we're always trying to recalibrate a roster every year. I think Thomas and I have the same philosophy in terms of, for the majority, we're going to build through the draft, and we're going to supplement through free agency and possibly trades. I think it says, to the young guys and the rest of the people that we're trying to add good players. Both OC and Steven have been great players for a long time, and they were available, and now they're Atlanta Falcons.
What kind of impact have they had?
Well, they've had a big impact. Both of them are really good team guys. You don't anoint someone a leader, they have to earn it, and both those guys in the short time that they've been here have become leaders of our team. OC, the way he works in the weight room and bringing guys along with him, and Steven is he's a beast in terms of his his off-season program.
How are Nicholas and Weatherspoon doing since they've been back?
Good. We limited them in terms of the number of reps they got, but they got more reps than I anticipated they would. We probably got them half of the reps in our team periods, but it was nice to have both those guys. We were very precautionary in terms of when we wanted to bring them back. Sean is an integral part of our team. He's a three down linebacker, and of course Steven was our three down linebacker last year.
Will they stay here and continue to rehab?
They will be in and out. Again, they're to a point where they don't need to be here all the time rehabbing. We want our guys to unplug just like they unplug after the season. We want them to unplug for a couple of weeks. We're basically a month away, 4 weeks away from starting our training camp. So we want them to take a little bit of time, but we want to make sure that they're, that they continue to work in the weight room. They're not in a rehab mode any longer.
Coach, these young corners getting their first taste of Roddy and Julio. What did you see from Alford and Trufant today?
Well, this is a great learning experience for both those guys. We want to get them ready to play. And the best way to get them ready to play is have them go against good players. And they're going against, two of the best in the league. And, Harry Douglas is not a bad receiver as well. So they're getting their fill. They're learning. The thing I do like is both of those guys are competitors, and they're going to compete. And it's going to pay dividends. They're going to have a learning lesson every time they go against them.